This is VOA News. I'm David Berg. Calls for President Donald Trump's impeachment are growing from some Democrats on Capitol Hill, and the president is dismissing them. We get the information from AP's Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani at the White House.
The president says they could try.
They can, because they're possibly allowed, although I can't imagine the courts allowing it.
Saying he did not commit a crime before giving reporters an impeachment tutorial on the White House driveway.
It's high crimes and misdemeanors. There was no high crime and there was no misdemeanor. So how do you impeach based on that?
As for what he in the past has called the I word.
It's a dirty, filthy, disgusting word.
Sagar Meghani at the White House.
Acting U.S. Defense Secretary Patrick Shanahan said Thursday he did not authorize and was not aware of a White House directive to have the U.S. Navy warship USS John S. McCain out of sight when President Donald Trump visited Japan earlier this month. Shanahan said moving or covering the ship's name is not what sailors and Marines are there for.
The military needs to do their job. Our job is to stay out of politics and to do our job.
An email seen by VOA shows the White House military office asking an officer with the U.S. Navy's 7th Fleet to make sure that the McCain was out of sight ahead of the president's trip. President Trump said he had nothing to do with moving the ship or covering its name.
I don't know what happened. I wasn't involved. I would not have done that.
Trump and McCain had a turbulent relationship while the late Arizona senator was alive. Trump disparaged the war hero's record in Vietnam, where he was held in prison for several years, saying he liked people who didn't get captured. McCain cast the deciding vote not to overturn Obamacare. This is VOA News. Israel is in political turmoil after its parliament voted to dissolve itself just 1 month after it was sworn in. Robert Berger has details from Jerusalem.
The Knesset, Israel's parliament, voted for new elections in September after Netanyahu failed to form a coalition government amid infighting and high demands from smaller parties. Netanyahu, a right-wing conservative who has been in power for a decade, is furious. He said he did everything in his power to avoid what he described as an unnecessary election, especially since the public gave him a strong vote of confidence in the April polls. Robert Berger for VOA News, Jerusalem.
The captain of a vessel that collided with a tour boat on the Danube River in Budapest Wednesday has been arrested. As Mia Warmersley of Reuters reports, 7 people were killed and 21 are missing after the collision.
In Seoul, the foreign ministry said there were 30 tourists and 3 tour guides aboard and a crew of 2 Hungarians. Initial reports suggest the boat crashed into another tourist vessel near the Hungarian parliament building. It then turned over on the river, which had been flooding, as a rainstorm enveloped the capital city. The hull was found on the riverbed a few hundred meters from its usual mooring point. A massive rescue effort deployed boats, divers, spotlights and radar scanning to scour the river for several kilometers downstream from the accident site. An ambulance spokesman told state television 14 people were pulled from the water. South Korea's president, Moon Jae-in, said in a tweet he would work with the Hungarian government to investigate the cause of the accident.
Mia Warmersley of Reuters. President Donald Trump said Thursday that he still believes China would love to make a new trade deal with the United States and might now regret backtracking on some agreements negotiators for the two countries had reached.
China would love to make a deal with us. We had a deal and they broke the deal. I think if they had it to do again, they wouldn't have done what they did.
Trump contended the tariffs he has imposed on hundreds of billions of dollars worth of Chinese imports has prompted some manufacturers in China to move their production to other countries. China's vice foreign minister, Zhang Hanhui, accused the U.S. of engaging in naked economic terrorism in the trade war. Trade talks between officials of the world's 2 biggest economies broke off recently. U.S. Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin said he will likely travel to Beijing in the near future to continue negotiations. That trade war kept gains low on Wall Street, with all 3 major indices posting only slight gains. For more, log on to our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.